Before we go into today's incredible podcast, I have a quick public service announcement, especially if you have a child under 10. VFriends is happy to announce right now, our new book is available for pre-sale, coming out this July, the first VFriends book called Meet Me in the Middle, with the VFriends characters, the Patient Pig and the Eager Eagle starring, is available. Please go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, or your favorite bookstore and search right now on the internet, Meet Me in the Middle, VFriends, and you'll be able to find it. GaryVee.com, GaryVee.com/Meet Me in the Middle. Go check that out right now. We will send you for your ability to pre-order the best kids book of the year, according to Tamara Vaynerchuk, my mom. We've been obviously flirting this for a long time, and I hope you all check it out. And really, genuinely, I think a lot of kids need to learn the middle. Balance is very hard in today's world, and this book, I think, will put a lot of your youngsters on the right path of trying to find their balance between being eager and ambitious and trying to make things happen, but also learning the virtues of patience. And on the flip side, maybe giving a little boost to some of your youngers as they fall in love with the eager eagle and start pushing to new heights. And so, one last time, GaryVee.com/meet me in the middle. And by the way, if you pre-order, please tweet me at GaryVee and tell me you have and show me a picture of you clicking the button or something. Anyway, here's the podcast. Thank you. We're excited.
Attention is the number one asset.
We need champions who are so happy inside that they want to make everybody else happy too.
Gary, nice to see you.
Good to see you.
I like the fact that your hands are in the boxes, you're unpacking. I come here. I don't know why that surprises me, but it kind of does. Is that how you are in every part of every business you have?
Not necessarily. Like, I have a lot of businesses. I have a lot of incredible people. Yeah. But I will say that hearing you even start that way makes my soul feel good. I love being in the dirt. I love being in the trenches. I grew up in a liquor store, flea markets, sports card shows. And so I think the answer is probably yes and no. I give enormous autonomy to my leadership teams in my biggest companies. VaynerX is 2,000 employees. We have hundreds of people in Asia. I can't have my hands in it in the office. I also don't love micromanaging. I prefer to give people rope and either they run to the moon or, as the old saying goes, they get themselves in trouble with that rope. If you micromanage, you don't get a read on the person, right? You don't get a full understanding of how good or not good they are. But yes, I like getting myself into the dirt.
What I love about you and following you over the years, and I think what all my friends connect to, they're big fans of yours.
Thank you.
Is the way that you communicate. You can break things down in a way for everyone to understand. It's sound bites, everything could be on a bumper sticker or a t-shirt. Is that what keeps the business running? And where does that come from for you?
You know, I didn't really get to know my mom's dad, but she talks a lot about my grandfather who passed away in the Soviet Union, that he communicated in a very similar style. Tons of analogies, tons of sayings. So, you know, I feel like it definitely seems like it comes from there. My great grandmother, yes, on my dad's side, also similar personality. So I think luck of the draw, the DNA. You know, a little bit of that.
This is more than DNA, though.
I mean, a lot of practice.
Yeah.
You know, like, again, it's fun to be doing this at a sports card show. I did a lot of shows at 14. I worked in a retail environment, 14, 15, 14, 15, 16. Now that I'm a little bit older, like, kids are, you know, on teen tours and at sleepaway camp and are staying at home and playing video. Like, I was working and practicing and interacting with people. And so I think DNA and the reps have put me in a place. And I also really, really, really like to get people to understand. What I mean by that is I love teaching people about wine when I was doing it for 20 years. I love teaching my employees and my teams about operations or how to get it done. I love telling the world through my content that we should be kinder and more civil to each other, but you can strive for success, and I think competition is good. So there's all these things that, and you know, I feel a lot of public speaking, a lot of book writing, a lot of online videos. I think, you know, I'm in my mature state now of having my skill down.
Do you think a kid growing up right now with technology has the possibility of being as skilled as you are at communicating if they're spending much more of their time like this?
I do. I think I get where that's coming from, and I see the anxiety that our kids are less social, this, that. The amount of charismatic 14-year-olds that I even see here, let alone know, it's very high. Sure, kids are in their phone and iPads more than they were 30 years ago because we didn't have that. But I played Nintendo for 9 hours a day during the summer and watched Saved by the Bell. You know what I mean?
Like, I it's like Super Mario Brothers.
You know what I mean? It's it's not like I was at 14 running around at mixers and cocktail parties.
And your dad screaming, get out, get outside, go play. Or something.
I was definitely an 80s kid that was outside a lot, but you know, my brother wasn't, and I see plenty of social skills in him, so I don't think it's default that kids can't do it.
So, the only thing I ever collected in my life were snow globes.
Yep.
You can tell I'm gay because that was the one thing I collected.
Super, but by the way, super huge category of collectible.
Category.
I know it. And I know it well.
I had like 300 of them in my room as a kid. I don't have any of them anymore.
Snow globes, magnets.
Yes.
You know, keys from hotel rooms.
Shot glasses.
Yeah. T-shirt, vintage clothes.
Right.
Sneakers. The world collects.
Why is that? Why do you
humans
think
hoard? Humans hoard. We're tribal. We're hoarders. Mm-hmm. We're an animal. It's collecting is entrenched in the fabric of the DNA of a human being. And so some people collect snow globes, some people collect sneakers, some collect art, some collect watches, some collect wine, and many, many people collect trading cards. And I'm passionate about collecting in general.
When did you know that this was the venture for you next?
With VFriends?
With VFriends.
I've subconsciously known it forever. I knew when my career was getting big that I wanted to buy Scooby-Doo or Gumby or the Smurfs. I wanted to buy something from the 80s and refurbish it, new movies.
You wanted to buy that brand?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
That was on my mind for a long time.
Who thinks about that?
I think somebody who's into pop culture.
Yeah.
And things like Garfield or the Snorks. It didn't even have to be like Looney Tunes. Like, I was always thinking that way. Then the NFT thing happened and I realized those were digital collectibles, and of course they went crazy and then they've collapsed because anything that goes up too fast, real estate, gold rush, like,
yes, yeah.
But it doesn't mean that it's dead. It will continue to rise slowly from here. But when I knew that I wanted to do an NFT project, I was like, what am I gonna do? And I was like, you know what? Maybe I don't have to buy Scooby-Doo or Sesame Street. Maybe I can create my own, and when I think about VFriends, I think of it as Pokemon meets Sesame Street.
Right.
Pokemon from like a competitive collectibles cool standpoint, Sesame Street from a let's be kind to each other standpoint. I'm gonna use these 250 plus characters for the rest of my life to scale what Gary V, the content creator, does. I'm flattered that your friends like my content. I'm self-aware enough to know that my style and my communication style and who I am isn't gonna hit all 8 billion people. Language barriers, I might be a little too Jersey for some people.
No, never enough Jersey.
You know, but
come on.
But with these characters, if I can't do the work, Gratitude Gorilla can. If I can't do the work, Modest Moose can. If I can't teach patience, Patient Panda can. And so I have a really, Jim Henson, now I didn't really know a lot about Jim Henson. I knew who he was, I knew he was iconic, but going through this journey, I've been meeting people that have worked for him as I work with consultants and other people, and I'm like, wait a minute, there's some overlap there. I understand what he was trying to do with Fraggle Rock, which was stop war. I'm trying to make the world a nicer place, but not compromising on some things like, I don't like eighth place trophies, I don't think it's real. You know?
I think
the world has gotten very red and blue.
Yes.
And VFriends is gonna aim to be purple, and I think it's gonna work.
That's a bold statement and mission.
It is.
For really what some people might go as a couple of cards, but hearing you say it, I believe you. And I feel like Gary Vee's gonna save the country.
Well, listen,
the world.
Listen, I think that I don't, it's so big. What I would like to do is leave an impact, a blueprint, that there's some 7-year-old girl right now in the Philippines, or a 17-year-old guy in Norway, or a 2-year-old in Chicago, that in the same way that I'm going through my journey, I'm like, man, Jim Henson, he was on it. You know, I'd like to do this. I also, Jim Henson didn't have the media landscape that I have. I'm loud about what I'm doing. I'm putting it out every day. And so people are consuming that. And so I will do my thing, but I'm gonna run out of time. I'm a human being. But hopefully 50 years from now, wherever my destiny is, it will be so well documented and so well understood that somebody can take the baton. And it won't be VFriends, it'll be a new brand or new thing, but we need champions who are so happy inside that they wanna make everybody else happy too. Because we have an entire world of people not happy inside, who are spending their time trying to drag down everybody else. I take on that responsibility very heavily.
I see you do it one by one as person comes up to you and comes up to you and asks you for advice. And I know that's going to happen today. What question, what category of question excites you the most when people come up and ask for your advice?
How to be the bigger person. A lot of people say, Gary, you talk about being nice, but this person stole $100 from me. Or my partner screwed me.
How do I deal with
that? How do I deal with that? Yeah. I love that because that gets down the path of like, you got to build in here.
Yeah.
Once you get that, then you can deal with any of the little things.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you
awesome
so much.
Awesome to have some of your time.